الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله اسوه حسنه لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الاخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى قل ان كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من احب سنتي فقد احبني ومن احبني كان معي في الجنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تمسك بسنتي عند فساد امتي فله اجر 100 شهيد او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين respected ulama ikram and brothers elders in Islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the deen of Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a practical guide and model for us in order to enable us to follow the deen and to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which is the most acceptable way in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this is a continuous sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam for the guidance of humanity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent divine scriptures and together with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who had practically demonstrated to the ummah and to mankind how to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is why over and over in the Quran you will find Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to tell the people fattaqullaha wa ati'un that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obey his commands fulfill his orders وَأَطِيعُونَ and obey me and follow me. Each Nabi and each Rasul was a complete and perfect role model for his people. Was a complete role model for his people. If they followed in his footsteps and his lifestyle, then they could reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they would be on the path of guidance and righteousness. But if on the contrary they went against the Nabi and against the Rasul and did not adopt his lifestyle, then obviously they will not be able to fulfill the rights of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sufficient provision to make life very easy and simple for us, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا Verily there is for you in the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a most outstanding model, a most unique example. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ For that person that hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knows about and hopes to has yakin on the accountability of the day of judgment and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly then for him there is in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a complete and outstanding and a unique model and a unique example here we find there is no restriction mentioned here that in which aspect of life is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an example for us in other words Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an example a complete and a perfect model for us in all aspects of our lives under all circumstances in all places in all eras for every people whether a person is a layman whether he is an educated person whether he is a qualified person whether he is a great standing in society whether he is a simple person do not know him whether he stays in a country or whether he stays out there in a village for every single person to come right up to the day of judgment whether he is as I mentioned a person that's qualified a person that has a very high ranking position in society who has no position in society for him also there is a model and complete outstanding model in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam this is not restricted to any age or any era that this was only for the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter Allah forbid when the 20th century had come then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great supreme model became outdated ma'azallah and now we have to follow somebody else no for all times for all times whether it was at that time whether it is now whether it will be right up to the day of judgment and for all areas and all people this was not restricted only to Saudi Arabia or Makkah al Mukarrama or Madina al Munawwara no Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a universal prophet wa ma arsalnaka illa kaffatan lin nas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent for the entire creation for all human beings to come so for every single human being there is a unique example in the lifestyle and the model of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam And as I mentioned, this is not restricted only to our sunnat salat, or when you are going for hajj and umrah, or when we want to slaughter an animal, which is the sunnat matter, we become very particular. Obviously, we should be particular in every aspect of our life about the sunnah and the sunnah method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as I mentioned, it is not restricted to these areas only. These areas and all areas of our life, all walks of our lives, all aspects of our life, all spheres of our life, whether it is conducting a business, whether it is marrying, whether it is the festivals, and whether it is the time of merrymaking and happiness, how should we conduct ourselves? We find there is a supreme model in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that all this is preserved. Minutest details are preserved in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How should Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam walk? How should he talk? How should he conduct himself? How should he interact with the people that were near and dear him, dear to him, close to him? How was this? What was his behavior with the enemies of Islam? What was his behavior with the slaves? What was his behavior with his wives? What was his behavior with the children? And every single aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is meticulously recorded and preserved so that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's model remains there for us and for every human being, inshallah, right up to the day of judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle is not very restrictive. As I mentioned, it is comprehensive and complete. It is full and all-embracing. All aspects of life are found there. Not that the person that is a trader, he does not know how to conduct himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done trade as well. A person is the ruler of a country, does not know what to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's supreme model and example is there when it walked victoriously into Makkah al-Mukarramah. A person is a teacher, does not know how to follow the rules. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching the people at Sufha. And every example and every walk of life we find, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example is there. Together with that we find that it is the perfect model. There can be no other model, no way of life that is more perfect than the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because it's chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whom who is most beloved to him. You and me choose for our beloved those things that within our capacity, the best, the ideal, the one that is unique. Nothing can come like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is chosen for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That lifestyle is the match, that is the best, that can be unmatched, unparalleled, right up to the day of judgment. And similarly, we find that it is so practical for every single human being, whether he is living, as I mentioned, in those countries that are highly developed, whether he is living in the farms, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is most practical and most easy to carry out. There's no extreme hardship and difficulty for a person to follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there is for us, in other words, we have to follow this way of life, which is the accepted way of life in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that model and that supreme example for entire humanity right up to the day of judgment. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another verse of the Holy Quran the benefit or what will be the effect of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them that in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattabi'uni, then follow me. And by following me, yuhibbukum Allah, you will become the beloved of Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. Here in this verse, we find that in order to prove this claim of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the criteria is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To make a claim of love is very simple, but what is the proof of the person's love being genuine, being true, and being sincere? That is the following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why it's mentioned, a person, because in proportion to his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the effect of following the sunnah is this, that you will become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the person who wishes to become accepted and beloved, wishes to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haji Inbadullah rahmatullah mentions such an easy prescription here. You follow the sunnah, then you will become sunnat min mahbubiyat here. It has the effect of drawing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jazb kar lenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will attract you and draw you towards him. And when a person is drawn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah yashtabi ilayhi may yasha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws whomsoever he wishes towards him. Here is a prescription to be drawn close to Allah, to be attracted to Allah, to be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One place Mufid Taqi Usmani Damat Barakatuh mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very easy for this ummah, for the islah of this ummah. Instead of carrying out a lot and arduous and difficult spiritual exercises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the formula of following the sunnah. A person who follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he grows close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah this will become the means of his spiritual rectification. For his tazkiyah, etc., this will become a very simple remedy, a very simple way for him to be drawn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be attracted to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at this Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's filled up with everything a person yearns for. We wish for mercy. This is the ways of that being and that chosen personality, the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was rahmatul lil alameen. Every word of his was rahmat. Every word of guidance and every act of his was rahmat. Every approval of his was rahmat. Every notion of his was full of rahmat. So a person who follows these sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so to say, will be drawing that rahmat into his home. If he follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mubarak and blessed. The most greatest and blessed human being that come onto the face of the earth was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we will be drawing blessings, and that barakat that we yearn for, we seek for, we look out for, by following the sunnah, that barakat will enter into our homes. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come for hidayat. Innaka latahdi ila siratin mustaqim. Every action of his was filled with hidayat. Every action was his was filled with hidayat. So every sunnah of his also is filled with hidayat and guidance. And similarly, if you're looking for nur and rahmat, if you're looking for nur, then we'll find it in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is nurani, full of nur and light from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a simple sunnah the person carries out, then he will get the rahmat of Allah, the mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings from the side of Allah, the nur from the side of Allah, guidance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find, like we always hear about Mun Abraul Haq Sahab mentioning, rahmatullah alayhi, that sunnah has this effect of being very simple. The most simplest way to carry out an action is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is a nikah, whether it is conducting a business, whether it is interacting with people, whether it is dressing, whatever aspect of life, the most simplest way is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet the most comprehensive way, akmal, is also the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Completely comprehensive and fully, and consideration is made there for all the dimensions and all the different aspects of that particular action is carried out. So it is completely full and completely perfect, and it is ajmal, it is the most beautiful way of carrying out an action, whether I mentioned whether it is a nikah, whether it is a walima, whether it is a funeral, whatever it is, the most akmal way, the most perfect way, and the most beautiful way is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some ulama mentioned even further, the aqrab, the most closest way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way of the sunnah. Because when a person follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he is imitating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person who imitates the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also becomes beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi mentioned. And this is our everyday experiences. Person is attracted to a person, and when he sees somebody the like of him, who behaves like him, walks like him, talks like him, then you become automatically attracted to that person, because he has the resemblance of that person that is beloved to you and me. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who resembles Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his actions, and then that person becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So the closest way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sunnah. And the most beneficial way is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most acceptable way in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why Mashaykh mentioned that there are two conditions for any action to be accepted in the court of Allah. One is sincerity, Allah ta'ala grant us all. And the second way is the methodology and the way and lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any action that is carried out solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will be accepted in the court of Allah. That is why we find that even in the Jamaat movement, this whole action is condensed into this one elan and one announcement. To deen is what? Is to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show to us that we are restricted, and it is the following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not according to our understanding, according to our fancies, according to the norms around us, but it has to be subject to the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that therein will be success. And if you look at this, you will find it mirrored in the life of our ancestors, life of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every single action was conforming to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not apply their intellect, their intelligence, their understanding,
their reasoning, or they were not affected by the environment around them, the norms and the way of the people, even when they sat in the courts of the kings. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, we always hear about this incident, but we ought to reflect on this incident, measure and see the circumstances that he was in. And he was sitting there in the presence of the kings and the ruling party, and they were partaking of meals, and one morsel had fallen off. He had picked up that morsel in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was plentiful food, there was sufficient food, but this was a sunnah to cleanse that, purify it and clean it, and thereafter partake of it. One of the companions nudges him and tells him, this is something that these people look down upon. They frown upon this practice. It is not desirable, this practice, in their presence. What does he say? Should I leave the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam for these people that are fools? Irrespective of the worldly standing, no matter what their position may be, irrespective of what they own, regardless of the worldly situation, but if they disregard the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they are fools. If I disregard the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I am a fool as well, in the words of Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu. And why not, when this is the chosen way by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for humanity? That is why here, the person that leaves out, should I leave out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of my Habib, of my beloved, because of these people? This shows that we should not be affected by the environments around us, by the norms around us, by the customs around us, and by the ways of the people around us. Sometime a person, for example, wants to conduct a nikah in the most simplest of manners. What will the people say? This is where Mawlana Taqi Usmani Dawud Barakatuh mentions that this is the difference between us and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever the companions went, when it came to the actions, they ensure that every action conformed to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when it comes to us, then the question arises, what will the people say if I carry this out? If you have a nikah, you have 10 people in the nikah, you have a walima, which we have 7 people in the walima, like we had attended recently, 7 people sitting in that walima, it sounds so odd and so different. And as far as our environment is concerned, but that is closer to the sunnah, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the nikah that has the greatest amount of barakat is the one that has the least amount of expenditure. Person who calls 5 people, 10 people for a nikah, it seems so awkward as far as our environment is concerned. People even object, people that are learned, that you had not called me, I was not invited, what type of a nikah? But this is closer to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, irrespective of the comments of the people around us, whether it is a nikah, whether it is conducting a business, whether it is our dressing, etc. When it comes to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then a person should become blinded to things around him. The intense love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam demands that we follow the sunnah under all circumstances, even if the people are opposed to the sunnah, goes against the sunnah. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu is in the Meccans, and he has his garment above his ankles. Here, ma'azallah, Allah forbid, there's become a norm to wear it below the ankles. And when somebody speaks about it, ma'azallah, some people frown and say, is this the only part of deen, ma'azallah? It's an integral part of deen. In fact, it mentioned the hadith that portion that is covered below the ankles, asfala minan, it is in the fire of Jahannam, that place will be in the fire of Jahannam. This is how serious it is. And this is the dressing prescribed to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That dressing that's prescribed by the school, even the parents ensure, long before the school opens, going to buy the uniform, this is the prescribed uniform. That person is working somewhere, he ensures he has that color of overall or that cover of dressing that conforms to his workplace. This is the dressing prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as mentioned, there are great ahadith as far as this is concerned. A person cannot become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he dresses in this manner. And it's a sign of, apparently it's a sign of pride when a person wears his dressing in that manner. So Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu is in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and it's mentioned to him, you are an envoy from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will be conversing here with the Meccans, and the Meccans belittle this practice where your ankles are exposed. And in other words, asking him to conform to their ways. To conform in their ways, they are the leaders there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba stationed outside Makkah al-Mukarramah, he sent there as an envoy, and you can understand his position, but no compromise when it comes to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we find that he says, no, I cannot leave this. I cannot dress in a manner against this. This manner conforms to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's a great need that we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I mentioned here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in the hadith, man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. the true standard and the criteria of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to love the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever that sunnah may be, whatever it may be. As Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi writes, some places there are some sunnahs that are extremely difficult. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had tied two stones to his mubarak belly out of hunger. It's also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how many of us can carry that out easily? But yet we should have the love for that sunnah, the yearning for that sunnah. Oh Allah, if that position comes, then I will carry it out as well. So every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be loved by us. And what do you get in lieu of this, besides this easy life, the acceptable life? There are so many benefits. Some ulama kiram mentioned a person that carries out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will find extreme barakat in his life. He will find that people will be attracted towards him. Disrespect of not even knowing him, regardless of knowing him, they become attracted and close to him because of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His awe will be upon the enemies of Islam, and Allah Ta'ala will grant him steadfastness upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us even a greater incentive and a benefit. Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says here that a person that loves my sunnah, then he has loved me. Who is saying he has loved me? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. You love the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is bearing testimony here that you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah. And what a great and privileged position, esteemed position a person is favored here, favored with, because of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. Kana ma'i fil jannah. He will be with me in paradise. He will be with me in paradise, a place of everlasting enjoyment and bliss and comfort. Be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can a person imagine for a greater status, a greater position than this? And similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, especially in those times when there will be chaos in my community, in my ummah, when we find people will totally disregard the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only disregard it, not adopt it, but look down upon it, frown upon it, and ma'azallah, sometimes detest that person that follows the sunnah. In that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us the value of the sunnah. Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati, person that hold fast to my sunnah in the time of corruption in my ummah, falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed, he will get the reward of 100 shaheed and 100 martyrs. Here some commentators are of the opinion that what's meant by sunnati is the entire sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some say what is meant by sunnati, that sunnah that is not found in the ummah. To adopt that sunnah in the time of fitna and fasad, then he will get this great reward. Why? Because of the great sacrifice that he has to make to adopt that sunnah in an environment when the sunnah is completely extinct and not found. A person who established the sunnah, then we all know the remarks that come around him. We all know how he is taunted. We all know what difficulty and how steadfast he has to be to establish that sunnah. And because of his being steadfast, it's like a person that is making jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to remain steadfast and consistent there. And if you fight in the battlefield, this person also, so to say, is in the battlefield of fitna and fasad, and he has to remain consistent in that position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him not the reward of one shaheed, but the 100 shaheeds. And one shaheed, when a person passes away, is mentioned the shaheed before the drop of blood, his blood can't reach the ground, he's forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's shown his position in paradise, and his ruh will be in the form of a bird in paradise, and he will be given the permission to fly around in paradise and to go to any area of paradise. This will be the great distinction of that person that is a shaheed. Mawlana Abrahul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to mention three simple sunnahs, and used to mention some places, if I recollect properly, used to say, person who carries out these sunnahs, inshallah, become a means of adopting all the sunnah in his life. Very, very simple. One is to make the salam. To make the salam, to spread the salam. Afshu salam abaynakum, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says. And we find that this sunnah also is becoming extinct and becoming rare in our society. We greet the person we know from half a mile away, but the person that is right next to us, we do not greet him with assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whereas the hadith tells us to greet people, you know, ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif, irrespective of who the person is. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a duty. It is a duty towards the right of the Muslim upon us to greet him. And afshu salam, to spread the salam. Mawlana Hazrat Rahmatullah used to mention to spread the salam. Very, very simple sunnah. Person can do it everywhere, under all circumstances, to everyone. And do it in the niyat of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, to wear the clothes in such a manner to wear the right-hand side first and then the left-hand side. And when you're taking it out, the left-hand side first and then the right-hand side. And try and make an exclusive niyat at that time. I'm doing this, why? Because this was the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See what amount of enjoyment and ecstasy a person will get when he's coupled, this action is coupled with this niyat as well. And thirdly, he mentions also wearing the shoes and the clothing, obviously, when wearing it, put it on the right-hand side and the left-hand side thereafter. When taking it out, to do it in the opposite manner, to take out the left-hand side first and then the right-hand side, especially the shirts, the kurtas and the pants, etc., that you wear in the shoes. And the third sunnah is to mention, when ascending a place, to read Allahu Akbar, and when descending, to read Subhanallah. He had also written one place, when walking on the flesh ground, to read the kalima, La ilaha illallah. Three simple sunnahs to carry out, and a person who carries out, inshallah, the other sunnahs will become easy for a person. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled his grave with noor. He had filled up this entire world, the face of the earth, with the anwar of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever he went, he had left the trail of the sunnah, whether he had come to our masjid, or whether he had gone, whether it was the sunnahs of azan, the sunnahs of entering the masjid, the sunnahs of tilawat, etc. Whatever sunnah there was, he used to expound upon that and emphasize in carrying out the sunnahs. He used to even say, person carries out the sunnahs of entering the masjid, if he's five sunnahs in the morning, five coming in, and four when going out, then he's to multiply that by five, and how much does it equal to? Sunnahs of eating, so many times, these are the sunnahs, a person eats so many times a day, what does it equal to? Why? Because the value of the sunnah was in the heart of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he was trying to instill this value into our hearts and our minds. Obviously, it seems very awkward and very strange to us, but when it comes to our finances, when it comes to our earning, etc., we work out to the same. So much profit on certain items, so many items, so and so long, this is what will bring us, because we have the value of the monetary value of those items. So the spiritual value of the sunnah was tried to be instilled in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and guidance to follow each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on all occasions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the anwarat of the sunnah become alive in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.